The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. To the animal kingdom we go again, where we're going to switch it up and not necessarily go down the path that we normally do.
The path of learning.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without sending a voter registration to a cat that died 12 years ago, you're doing okay.
OMG.
Yeah, that's what happened with Ron and Carol Timms' cat, Cody.
When Ron Timms checked his mail Wednesday, he found something for Cody Timms. Cody doesn't get much mail.
Why is that?
Cody is a cat.
And?
He died 12 years ago.
Oh, wow. This is a couple layers of tragic.
The family keeps his ashes in this green container.
Oh, okay. So Cody's still around.
Sure.
He was 18 and a half when he passed away.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Okay. So
that's quite a good run for a cat, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
So the Timms were surprised and a bit amused when they saw what came in the mail.
Right.
We have a voter registration application for Cody Timms. How'd this happen? I mean, it's not reality. He's a cat.
Well, it's not reality.
Yes.
He's
and
a cat.
Wouldn't the only record of his existence be at the vet?
You would think the Secretary of State is saying that they're not quite sure if even he were still alive and showed up at the polls, he wouldn't be allowed to vote since he didn't have a license or a state ID. But, you know, I'm thinking, okay, how could this happen? Maybe they put Cody's name down as registration for something. It was a third party thing. That's what they're saying.
Again, at the vet. That would be really the only place a pet would be registered for anything.
Maybe.
The Secretary of State's office says the application did not come from their office.
Right.
They say third party groups often use mailing lists to get names and addresses.
Okay. So
this is funny and all, but again, it's a little, I guess, alarming as to how many other times is this happening.
Well, the cat is over 18, so if the cat were human, the cat could probably be of legal voting age.
Great.
But, alas, was not registered. So, again, setting the bar.
Right.
Examples of what not to do. Maybe we're talking to a third-party a person who is sending out voter registration forms to people.
Let's double check.
Let's
double check, A, they're alive, and B, they're human.
Yeah, managed to make it through the day without sending a voter registration to a cat. Oh, poor one for Cody. Oh, do we have to?
Maybe.
Golly. Yeah, I mean, digging up the ashes that are literally there still on their mantelpiece.
Or
of Cody, the cat that died 12 years ago.
Or we are gonna have a cat party.
Oh, gosh, so we need to change that up a
maybe,
little bit real quick?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because, wow.
We are gonna have a cat party.
All right, sure.
We're gonna have a cat party. We are gonna have a cat party. So bring your cat and something to share.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
We could have all that.
Anyways. R.I.P., Cody.
R.I.P. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.